There we go.
Yeah.
Come Tiger.
Papa Jokes episode
61.
61.
Coming live from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Loving it. Yeah.
They call me Tiago.
Tiger. Tiago. Tiger.
Tiger?
Tiger?
Tiago.
Oh, Tiago.
Tiago King.
I thought it was Tiger.
They made a documentary about Tiago King.
Okay, cool. All right.
He married a gay
stripper.
Park owner of the, he does meth.
Okay, cool. All
right. Yeah, Tiger, so, Tiger King. Check it out on Hulu.
Hulu, all right,
it's
cool.
Pretty sick. Episode 61.
Live from Orlando, Florida, May. April 29th, Wednesday.
From
8:51.
Reed Nevin's kitchen.
Filled with spiders.
There's no spiders here.
Not
we bug bombed the place.
Yeah, dude. For those listeners who haven't been informed or been listening, Jake moved into a new house, and he had a spider the size of Shaq's dick on the wall, and
yo,
fucking dude,
it's a big ass spider,
dude. This thing was fucking. I don't like.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable. I haven't slept back in that bed in a
where do you sleep?
Month on the couch.
That's
I've been just sleeping on the couch.
That's
waking
probably
up,
not good
out
for your back.
No, ever since
but
then,
you know
I
what?
Got fat.
I would honestly have a fucked up back than have the fear of a spider crawling on my face and biting you in the eye.
It wouldn't do that.
It
That's
would.
That's the problem.
I know it would.
It really wouldn't.
Yeah.
So. The spider, I even feel bad because the spider I killed was a wolf spider. That doesn't even hurt humans. It was 10 times more afraid of me than I was of it.
Yeah, okay.
Dead ass.
No, I know that, but like, no.
Yeah, I should. If I wasn't such a pussy, I should have caught the thing and then let it go.
You know who would have caught it? My friend Casey Berry, who's a fucking like redneck guy. He would go up to it and just grab it and probably eat it because he's a sick fuck.
Casey?
Yeah.
Yeah, Casey sends me the sickest fucking videos ever.
It's disgusting, bro. I'm like,
yeah, why? So is my uncle.
Ugh,
everyone that gets...
It's fucking
it's,
sick.
Oh, it's so weird.
I don't know, man. People are bored. People fucking just, you know.
He sent me a video of a girl putting a dildo in her butt that was no lie the size of my leg.
Like 2 feet? Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Jerked off to it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Oh my god, in her butt too.
Some sick videos
and
going
it, like,
on.
Puckers. It's the weirdest
oh, dude,
shit
fuck,
I've
man.
Ever seen.
Oh,
in my
do
world.
You know? I gotta take.
I can't even
ass.
Like send it on a couple of jokes because it'll get us banned. Like you were. Are you still banned?
Yeah, 2 days.
Two more days.
Yeah, and I could fucking go live on my account. I went live on my real grandma's boy account, and this, you know, I used to go live a lot. I could probably like.
We did this last week. We talked about it. They know.
No, we didn't.
We totally did.
Fuck me.
I made fun of you.
A band, whatever. so it sucks. What are you gonna do? You know, it's life. Kids want to put on shit like
animal
that.
Porn,
and,
you know.
Yeah. So still in lockdown, quarantine. Shout out to fucking Raise Energy Drink and our other sponsor,
Clutch Charger.
The world.
Which, by the way, keep your ears and eyes out on Clutch Charger. They have new ones coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be sick.
Yep. You can visit that website at
clutchcharger.com
or so that's cool, man. You ever be like, I don't know, man, you ever be driving in traffic and then I don't know. So anyways, Kim Jong-un, you know about that fucking shit that happened to him?
Yeah, he's Asian.
He's Asian?
Yeah.
He's Korean.
What do you think? Where do you think Korea is?
In Asia.
There you go. He's
whatever.
Asian.
Okay. you think he's dead? Probably conspiracy.
I don't know. I think so, because people would have seen him by now.
It's true.
You're probably like, going to get like a fake one.
He's like 32.
What?
Yeah, he's young. Let's fucking do his...
I believe it.
How old is Kim Jong-un?
Wasn't
Kim
like,
Jong-un is 36 years old.
36?
Still. He seems like he's going to be like 50.
Yeah, wasn't he like a big Dennis Rodman fan?
Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Was it him or was it his father that was a big Dennis Rodman fan?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but Dennis Rodman hung out with him.
All time. They were best friends.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Hell yeah, dude. Dennis Rodman's the man. You've been watching the Jordan documentary?
Nah, I don't give a fuck about that.
Fuck you. That shit's awesome, dude. Michael Jordan, if you don't know, he was the best baseball player in all the land. No. He's the fucking man.
That was good.
Look up The Last Dance. Shit's nuts.
Is it on YouTube?
No, it's on RedTube.
No, we're what? No, seriously, where's it on?
ESPN Plus and just ESPN.
Yeah, fuck that.
So, yeah, if you have a way to watch ESPN on your TV or parents' TV, watch it. It's really good. I've watched 4 hours of it this past weekend.
4 hours?
Yeah, dude. They release 2 episodes at a time every week. Holy shit, dude. Like, I don't know. I'm Team Jordan over LeBron right now.
I don't know. LeBron's a good guy, man. He really is.
He's a great guy, but just as far as who's better,
Fuck.
Nice dude. Guy. Night. What was that thing you
had? Great guy. Oh, yeah. It's that was workshopping a bit back in the day that anytime like a white sportscaster is talking about a black athlete, mm-hmm. no matter what they're talking about, they'll just be like, LeBron James, great guy, nice guy. Like, they'll be talking about like Michael Vick, great guy, nice guy. He murdered his wife. Like, what?
Yeah.
No, that was that wasn't him. He beat his dog. I got my
abusive, he killed dogs.
Yeah, I got my abusive athletes mixed up. Wow. I said he murdered his wife.
Wait, who murdered his wife?
What OJ, dude?
Oh yeah, that's right. OJ.
I got my abusive.
He murdered his wife and the guy.
Yeah, dude.
Ron, forget his name.
Funches.
No.
No, that's a funny comedian.
I don't know. I thought if you see OJ Simpson right now, like in person, would you take a picture with him?
Yeah, he's probably super cool, laid back, but he got away with murder.
But in 1995, yeah, that was bro.
It was 95.
1995. Pretty sure. That's when did OJ Simpson nice. Kill his wife?
I found this on the web.
Why don't you just read it?
Because it's just too long.
You know, because you can't read it. Okay, so 1995, ladies and gentlemen.
How old were you in 1995?
I was 2 years old.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude.
And who knew 20-something years later that you'd be on a podcast?
Yeah, I'm still upset about it.
I know, because you're with me.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
What have you been doing during quarantine? Anything changed for you?
Every day.
For the better?
Every day I've been writing.
Writing, okay,
that's,
cool.
That's good. Trying to make TikTok videos. I wrote some scripts for some videos I want to make.
Oh,
because if I ever get my 12,
indulge me.
My $1,200 check ever comes, then I'm gonna buy my own camera, like kind of like you have.
Yeah,
not as expensive. Here's how much was yours?
$1,000.
Fuck, that's a lot.
I think you should get yourself. You don't even have a laptop.
No, I got a laptop.
And you can edit with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Whose is it?
It's my mom's, but she's like she never uses it, and I reprogrammed the whole thing to like run faster, and it's fucking. Like
yeah,
lightning.
Well, I gotta see you.
I'll bring it over. Yeah.
Yeah. Next time,
because I have your old laptop. I was gonna fix that
laptop.
One.
No, that laptop you won't be able to fix. You can't upgrade those.
Yeah.
It has way too slow of a processor. Wouldn't be able to do any editing.
Shit balls.
Yeah. And if you're not using that, give it back. Actually.
Okay, you can have it back.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you bring over your laptop, I'll look just at the specs and see.
$20, and you can have it.
Yeah. Fuck.
why do they call that shit like an Indian giver?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
What? What do you mean? The other
you like
one?
You give something to them, they're like, I need that back. It's like, oh, don't be an Indian giver.
Yeah, that was the term. I never understood that.
I never did either. I think
it's based off of bullshit. I think they were like one time back in the day.
The like, Indians were like.
A Native American went back on a deal because he realized he was getting fucked.
Yeah.
And they were like, you goddamn Indian giver. But yeah, it was like, give me all your land and I'll give you this cat.
You fucking Indian giver.
It was really just a shitty term.
Oh,
but yeah. I know what I mean. That it's honestly the first thing that pops in my mind. Anytime someone gives it to them and takes it back.
Indian giver.
I gave that to you because I thought you were going to write with it.
Well, I had. You kind of went the direction I wanted to go. I just needed to workshop it with somebody, which is 100% important to do with comedians.
What?
Workshopping.
Workshop what?
Like bits. People don't realize like when you're doing comedy. No,
I'm talking about for my laptop. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the Indian giver bit. It's a bit.
You were workshopping a bit with me right there?
Yeah.
Did I just give you a bunch of shit to use for it?
The angle that I went was.
It wasn't even. You didn't tell me you were bitting me.
I'm not supposed to tell you, hey, I'm doing a bit. I'm just, it has to be natural.
Because it's a podcast. It's a podcast. True. Okay. Good point. My bad, dude.
Yeah, you're good. Anyways, UFOs, bro. What is going on with these fucking.
They're here. They're queer. Get used to it.
Dude. You can't. You just said
what?
You're gonna have to edit that.
I'm not gonna edit the word queer. Do you know what queer means? Queer just means out of the usual. What do you think LGBTQ means?
But people, it's an offensive.
Lesbian, bi, trans. The Q in LGBTQ means queer.
Queer.
It's not a slur.
But if you say it in a derogatory way, we would have to edit it.
Yeah, but you've never heard. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
We're queer. We're queer.
Right? You're thinking of Heather Shaw, right?
She has a good bit about that.
Yeah, but the word queer is not. Queer. It's not directly locked into like.
I just don't want to see
a
you
slur for gay.
I don't want to see you in 17 years from now when comedy's back that you get blacklisted from every club.
It's gonna. I feel like the whole PC shit is gonna be way better. Okay. I think we're.
Oh, when we come back.
Yeah.
How do you really think? Do. Okay, so rumor has it, me and Jake live in Orlando, Florida. We expect comedy to be back maybe like, I don't know, less than 60 days, we'll say. But like when we go out, what is it going to be like, do you think? Are people going to be like, 700,000 people died, don't joke about it, you know what I mean?
No, people are going to be fine unless like their grandma died. Yeah. Just what? How about just don't make it corona? You have to address it.
Of course.
Just talk about like shit you were doing on quarantine.
Yeah, that's
like
that's,
I was. Yeah. Off a fucking 7-hour video game binge, walking in my room with a chub about to jerk off, and then a Tyrannosaurus fucking spider yep. is on my wall.
And you can.
There's plenty of stupid shit. You can find yeah. something else. But if you have a very funny angle about corona, then
go with it.
Fucking do it.
Yeah.
Everyone went through it. Everyone just experienced it differently.
Yeah.
That's like saying you can't talk about cancer.
Of course
you know can. What I mean? My mom yeah. died of cancer.
Yeah.
But if a comedian like Doug Stanhope did a joke about cancer, I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck him. I'll be like, oh, it's yeah. a fucking good joke, unless it sucks.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you doing that, you fucking idiot?
Fucking queer.
What? That's fucking. You're like, he pauses, looks around, and goes, queer. Like, yeah, he's doing know. Something okay. naughty.
I don't know.
Was, you're good. Dude.
Okay, cool. Didn't know. Any Hoosiers, man. So fucking. You see, like, the government put out that there's alien, like, the videos of the UFOs.
Yeah.
And people don't care. It's weird.
Well, yeah.
I read a couple of posts, and it was, like, accurate. I was like, I think I read it. I forget where it was. He's like, yeah, man, fucking you. Government's coming out saying it, and then people are just like, don't even fucking care. Like, oh, cool. All right. So, anyways, I'm fucking, you know, I'm bored. You know what I mean? I just find that so weird.
Well, it's just the reason we're all in quarantine isn't the coronavirus. It's because of 5G towers and aliens are here. They need those 5G towers to hook up into your minds and rip your asshole out from the inside.
That would hurt.
Yeah, through interdimensional aliens.
Interdimensional
about it. Coming at you, motherfuckers.
Coming at you, motherfuckers. Coming at
you, you goddamn fucker. You crossed the fucking line, you fucking
Mexicans.
Yeah, what?
Whoops.
I was going Alex Jones. Is he racist? He doesn't go against Mexicans, does he?
He said some shit about every race that's pretty fucked up.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. It's just so much shit going on in the world right now. And you know what? We're glad that you're listening to us right now through your amplified speakers in your car. Probably not in your car. You're in your fucking house on your headphones. But listen to us.
Yeah, how is that? You think this is fucking up a lot of podcasts? No, people have more time to listen.
Yeah, because they're bored. And they're like, hey, I'm going to put on a fucking podcast and jerk my dick off.
No one jerks off the podcast. Actually, I'm not going to say that. There's probably people that do jerk off the podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like, what if like a celebrity that you had nudes of, or like some porn star went on a podcast,
uh-huh.
would you watch her getting fucked while she talks about her cat on a podcast?
Probably.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. I could see some weirdo fucking doing that.
You ever...
People have jerked off the worst.
You ever like watch... You ever really like put yourself in a porn and you're like, who would I be in a porn? You know what I mean?
I'd be the dude holding the camera.
Would you?
Yeah.
I would be the pizza like delivery guy.
I'm kidding. Yeah, go.
The guy holding the camera?
Yeah, I was making a joke. The pizza delivery guy.
And like I would deliver it, but I would be like really nervous. And I don't think I could go through with it.
Yeah, she's like, is there any other way to pay for his pizza? I kinda need this job.
Yeah.
You know, fuck.
I just don't think
what if I sucked your dick? What if you pay my rent?
I don't think
idiot.
I think I would go through with it. There's on Netflix you can watch Life After Porn. It's fucking hilarious.
For real?
Yeah. It's girls who were teenagers and they retired from porn. Now they have kids and everything. And
do you have friends from high school that did porn?
Yeah.
Who?
Friend's sister.
No way. Yeah. You watch the videos?
Yeah, I've seen it.
They good?
No. I don't think she's like that attractive. Mm-hmm. But then like it's just weird because like, and then I saw her in person and I was like, oh, I've seen her pussy lips. You know what I mean? So
I have friends that weren't gay that did gay porn.
That weren't gay?
Yeah. One of my buddies just held a door open, like, in the gay porn. Like, he walked up, and it was, like, some fuck hotel or whatever. He opens the door and is just like, have a good day. And he got paid, like, $1,000.
What the fuck?
Right?
It's a cameo in a porn?
That's fucking dope. I would do that.
I would do that
shit, I'd open
too.
It up and be like, ha-ha!
I'd drive.
Get in there and not fuck each other silly.
It's fucking awesome. I'd drive. I'd drive and shit to, like, the porn. That'd be great.
What are you doing? I'm working on a porno today. Whoa, no, it's fine. I'm just holding the door.
Yeah, holding the door.
It's like being a bartender at a strip club. It's like you're half naked. You're not stripping.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not a stripper, but I still work at the strip club. Are you a stripper? No, I'm just a bartender. Nah. Fucking, their tits are out still. It's like a step. You're like literally like a security guard in training to be a cop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Imagine like you're in a porn living room and then the director's like, oh man, we need a different couch. So then they got to go get a different couch and then they got to get the guy to deliver it. You know what I mean? So the guy walks in.
Oh, dude, let me see your dick.
Yeah, some big ass fucking guy walks in who's like way more. He's like some 6'7" guy walks in, tattoos, forearms, and the guy's like the guy who's supposed to fuck the girl. He sees him. He's like, fuck.
Yeah, let's get this dude.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And then he pulls out his pants. He has a micro penis.
Micro. Like he shows up and he's so big and he doesn't want to bang because he's gay. So he turns out he takes the male porn star, puts his wiener in that dude's butt, straps him onto himself, and he fucks the girl with the dude, with him fucking the dude. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
All right, so check it out. So imagine this giant fucking monstrosity of a man. He's like bald, but on purpose. Like he shaves his head so you can see the veins, tattoos. You can't tell if he's black or Spanish. He's somewhere in there, you know what I mean? And he's just ready to fucking fuck. But he's only into dudes. The dude who's there is really making it. He's hard before they even ask him. The people there are like, are you ready to get into this porn? He's just like, no, I don't have a boner, what? And he's just already ready to go. And then the guy bends over a little bit and he kind of goes both ways. He's like, yeah, it's $1. So the dude walks up and then sticks his dick inside the dude's butt, picks the dude up with his dick in him, mm-hmm. and the girl's already spread eagle laying down, and he starts fucking the girl with that dude's dick while he's fucking the dude.
Man, that's some dominance right there.
Right, dude? How badass is that?
I would be the guy who's
getting... That'd be sick.
I'd be getting fucked.
You'd be in the middle of that human centipede of dick.
That was... That's a visual.
A nice, vivid story, right?
Yeah, I think you should definitely make a video. Make a video about that one, please.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm being very creative today.
That's like some Inception porn.
Yeah, that's some Dickception, bro.
Yeah. That was weird.
Right. All right.
So anyways.
All right, what else do you want to talk about?
TikTok says My Little Shit. I don't know what.
My Little Shit?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, as in me. I've been getting some moderate success for all you fucking listeners. I've been banking. If any of you guys play Warzone, talk about the past few episodes.
Tell them to message you right now on your Instagram. What is it?
What?
Warzone. Some dudes, three people messaged me asking me, you play Warzone? Because I posted one of your videos on my account.
Oh, you did?
The story, yeah.
Oh, you did.
And then... They were like, you play? I was like, no, I don't. I was like, my friend Jake plays here, follow him, boom. And then they were like, I'm going to message him. So I don't know if they ever did.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, it's at Jake Ricca on Warzone and on Instagram.
How do you spell Jake? J-A-K-E.
J-A-K-E-R-I-C-C-A.
Okay, cool.
J as in Jake. A as in ache.
No, apple.
A as in apple. K as in clan.
I was going to say KKK, but you said clan.
I said clan. That means E as in emergency. R as in Rick. No, I'm kidding.
It's weird. So yeah, you've been making videos about that. The only fucking video I care about playing is Call of Duty, and I can't play it anymore because my piece of shit other friend moved to fucking a shitville place, Tampa.
Oh yeah, fucking so Vinny. I wonder what he's doing.
Who cares? He's probably dead.
Shit.
He probably got the coronavirus. Right?
No, he's one of the heroes on the front line, dude.
Bro, he.
Imagine
him.
Vinny's the hero. Okay. Oh, he's gonna have so many bits about that. Fuck, he's in Tampa. I would love to hear that. But sure. No, dead ass, the people that are working in hospitals and shit, they are being heroes right now.
It's crazy.
But our friend's a sick fuck, and he's definitely going to make fun of that because he's part of the group that's considered to be heroes. But he's totally just going to shit on that because it's what he does.
I could be a hero.
No, you're not working in a hospital literally treating people who are for sure positive for corona, saving their lives while putting your own in jeopardy. That's literally what they're doing on a daily basis and running out of beds and fucking shit to actually treat these people.
You know what I heard?
So that is, yeah, it's noble, but he's still going to shit on it even though he's part of it.
I know. I've been watching all these like documentaries on YouTube and shit. It's like if you go to the hospitals, like there's nobody in there. It's weird. Mm.
For real.
Yeah. This dude went on like a hospital somewhere and like, where there's a high cases, and he had a camera, and he put it online, and there's like nobody in there. He couldn't find any patients.
It's bad here, dude.
And then YouTube immediately deleted it.
I have friends that are, what's that called? Their girlfriends work. Okay. They're like nurses.
Uh huh.
Shit's fucking
stupid. Kermit's wife.
What the fuck?
Her fiance is working at, she works in a hospital.
For real?
Yeah.
She fucking swamped?
I don't know. I you know, we haven't talked to Kermit. I think that's why he's stressed.
Why?
Because his girlfriend works in a hospital.
Fine. I still talk to Kermit.
I don't talk to him.
Kermit's one of the reasons I kept making these videos.
Oh.
He reached out to me and said, hey, don't tell Joe I said this, but fuck him.
Oh, anyways, man, fuck, dude.
Jake, you need to keep doing those gaming videos. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I talk with him. I just talked to him today.
Oh.
He asked how you were doing.
I did talk to him.
He didn't ask.
Oh, man. What the fuck, Mexican?
Yeah, but anyways, fuck. I'm getting all my videos are getting reposted on like every gaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember the other day you were
I might start streaming.
Dude, do it. You're at like 1,900 followers. Now you're almost at 2,500. Fucking kudos.
Yeah, I love kudos. They're delicious.
Dude, before you know it, you'll be at 3,000 and then you'll be at 5. And then once you get to 10, you're like, oh, cool. And then you like get a lot of DMs from weirdos.
Yeah.
Like sending you dick pics.
No way.
Nah, I got one though.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah, dude. And anyways, so, dude, there's a lot of Orlando comedians because we live in Orlando, so we're from Orlando, that have been... makes zero sense.
Where you live?
Orlando.
Oh, okay.
So we're from here because we live here. A lot of Orlando comedians been making some really good creative videos, blowing up, and everybody's got different opinions on it. I think... You know, they've been grinding so hard, so fucking tip your hat to them. But then there's people who are just like, yeah, my one fucking...
Well, if you're going to be bitter, that means you're just a hater. I understand if you don't personally like their content.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, then just don't. Why bash them? They're only going to make your scene look better. It's just going to bring more eyes here. And if you think they're shit, it's still going to bring eyes here. And if you're that much better than them, you make something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck off.
Make something better. But then there's been a lot of comedians now or people in Orlando that are trying to make funny videos. And then I see it and I'm just like, it's fucking awful. And I'm not going to, you know what I mean?
Hey, they tried. That's better than most.
But so. I mean, give them the credit for trying, but don't copy people. You know what I mean? Like that's.
Oh my God. I watched someone straight up try to copy our buddy Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. The cringe was real.
Yeah.
It hurt every part of me.
I mean, everybody has different video ideas. Like, for example, you know the video? There's a bunch of videos of like, here's what a UPS driver, how he delivers your package.
Versus the Amazon driver.
And then FedEx.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make that video. When I saw it, I was like, oh, man, that's funny. I wish I could have done that. I've seen 100 videos just like that. I was like.
Oh, people just straight up steal.
Yeah, but it's like, it's kind of their own direction.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I had one video. It's one of the videos I did that it just got reposted yesterday, actually.
Uh-huh.
It was about call-outs. Basically, if you play Warzone, when you die, you get sent to somewhere called a gulag. And your teammates try to call out where the person you're fighting against is.
Uh-huh.
And it's a shit show of communication.
Oh.
And I literally finished editing, posted it. And I post the video and I get comments on it saying, way to steal, blame blah, blah, blah's video. I was like, what are you talking about? And they send me the video. And it's the same premise, just completely different.
No.
So it's like sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But then there's other. I'm literally getting a call from my buddy right now trying to play Warzone.
Pick up. Put him on the podcast. It could be fun.
Good point. Hello? Hello?
Yo, Jake, what's good?
What's good?
Dude, we're doing a podcast right now.
Hey, give him a shout out.
You're doing a podcast?
Shout out. This is it Beastie in Vegas? What is it? How do I say it?
It's Beastly in Vegas. And speaking of doing a podcast, if you're talking about Call of Duty type stuff, since that's my Call of Duty handle, I'm about to send you a video where I go 136-1 in Ground War Infected.
Oh, shitballs. No, it's our comedy podcast.
I don't know what that means.
I was like, oh, shit, my buddy's calling me about Warzone right now. I was just like, I'm on the podcast plugging like the videos I've made.
Well, that's funny. That's more the reason why I was calling you was kind of Childs' idea, right? A skit about when you're playing infected and then your teammates die and you're like, fuck you, bitch, I'm coming to get your ass.
Oh, I only have Warzone. I'm dumb. I only have Battle Royale.
Is David gay?
All right, well, look, man, you're busy, so holler at me some other time. I'll tell you about it.
All right, cool.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. My buddy says love you. I don't know why.
Right, I thought that'd be better.
That was my buddy David Darman. I played football with that kid in high school.
Is he black, white, Spanish, Mexican, purple?
White.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know?
You ever like try and like, for example, I've never heard that guy. I don't know who he is. Then you try and guess his ethnicity.
Yeah, how'd it go for you?
Not good.
Not good?
He's white. Because you think, because you hear like David. And it's like, but I know black people named David, you know? David Jolly. Boom. Very, very black guy.
David Jolly's black?
Yeah, dude. He went to college too. So example, yeah, I mean, sometimes people accidentally steal shit. I mean, it's no big fucking deal, man, you know? But like, I've seen like 100 videos of the UPS shit. I'm like, man, who just fucking do your own thing. You know what I mean? Who cares? Don't like steal it. So like the idea I had was I want to deliver UPS, you know, like normal. And then the bad one is FedEx. So I wanted to go near these apartment complex that are like abandoned near Mary's house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to film it there. And the FedEx guy, I'm going to throw the package through an actual window and the window's going to break because I haven't seen that yet. That'd be pretty funny.
So I'm gonna put a rock in the package, and then the FedEx guy will walk up, and I gotta make sure like there's no cops around because the whole apartment complex is building, but there's like glass windows because I tested it, and just fucking you FedEx guy walks out and just fucking just chucks the fucking thing through the window.
Yeah, but you just admitted to doing it, and you're gonna post a video of it online.
Fuck. Well, yeah, I shouldn't have said that, but. I'm saying that's like my own angle I would go, but now I probably can't do that because...
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
I shouldn't do that.
Analyze a place.
But they don't know the location. It's totally not in fucking, you know, it's in Tampa, Florida. My name's Vinny, and I'm a paramedic.
Yep.
So, anyways. So, man, I guess we'll wrap up here in a couple minutes. Episode 61. It's been a great, you know, think about it. 61 episodes. That's 61 episodes, you know?
Yeah, 61, dude. That's one more than 60. Eight away from 69.
Yep.
I'm right? just ready
that
for
sex thing. Yeah. I'm just ready for comedy, man. I really am. I you think, are. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to be, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm very... I was talking about someone the other day, how much of a life change it was. Because, like, you know, we started around the same time, so it's 2.5 years of, not exaggerating, at least 5 nights a week doing comedy.
Five, yeah. Consistently.
So most of the time it's 6 to 7.
Yeah,
but I'm averaging it out to 5.
Yeah, I you know what I like realized
at least 10 mics a week.
I don't know if
it's
I'm
fucking nuts.
Like, I don't know if I'm counting this as
part of your comedy. How long you've been doing it?
Yeah, because it's like everybody in the nation is on hold right now. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's like, am I really doing it?
Just about everyone but America is on hold in the world.
Yeah, except Australia. Australia's doing really well.
What?
Australia? Or not Australia, New Guinea. They have like no cases.
Wow.
And it's on a little small island. No cases, no deaths. I wanted to move there, but not going to do that.
True.
And yeah.
It's lit.
It is lit. Don't say that. Right. Writing about Rebecca Black last night, dude. Oh my gosh. This, you know, there's so many haters in the world. This 13-year-old girl makes, if she got death threats over that song.
Yeah, she fucking sucks. She's great. I honestly, I think she's an attractive girl. Is she our age?
She's 22.
She's only 22 right now?
Yeah, the song came out 2011.
How old is she?
13. 13-year-old girl.
And they were sending her death threats?
Death threats that the police actually investigated. You listen to the song and, well, you know what? We'll go more into it next podcast. But like, the part that gets me is like, this is lyrics from her song. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh. Gotta be clean.
Gotta be fresh. Gotta go downstairs. You already fucked it up. Do you even know the song?
I do. I just, yeah. And then the one lyrics that get me is like, sitting in the front seat, sitting in the back seat.
It's sitting in the front seat, sitting in the back seat.
Gotta make my mind up. Which one should I take? But take a fucking seat, bitch. You know what I mean? Just
my God.
Pick a seat.
All right. That's episode 61. I'm over it.
Yeah, next will be fuck it. Oh, did you cut it off?
I didn't cut it off.
Oh, not yet. Oh.
Did you want to sign out with something cool?
Yeah, I think this, let's do it. I'll listen to the song and we'll end it here.
What you gotta play it into the mic, too.
You know that song?
Yeah, it's American Pie.
Good song, right?
It's a very good song. Used
to make. Let's get to the part.
You skipped it. You totally skipped it. You gotta go back. Drove Chevy
to the levee. Who knows if we will live? All right. Podcast.
Wow.
The coronavirus.
You were.
This will be the day that I sucked in.
There you go. Yeah, Joe's gay.
Now it won't.
Yeah.
All right, episode 61. All right. I thought you fucking ended it.
I'm not going to end it ever. It's going to keep going.
Oh, all right.